Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For this episode, mm-hmm. we're just going to talk some celebrity mess, mm-hmm. just because we feel like it. Celebrity gossip. We do Bachelor Nation news, so you get this out mm-hmm. of us for like Bachelor stars, I guess. Mm-hmm. But we thought, mm-hmm. why not just sit on dailymail.com or .co. Yep. .co.uk.
.co.uk.
And just talk about some celebrity mess. Mm-hmm. Justine mm-hmm. and I love some celebrity mess, but we mm-hmm. never really get on talk about it so much on the pod,
and I don't get it enough as usual.
Yeah,
I just don't.
I feel like I used to be so steeped in like back same. During Perez Hilton days.
Perez Hilton. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just Jared.
I used to be D-listed. D-list. Pulitzer Prize writing on D-listed.
Yeah, TMZ like early TMZ before it's like.
Yeah,
it's just like a whole thing now.
Weird.
Got weird and wild. Got and
mad weird.
They yeah. report on everyone, even people I don't give a shit about. Like I don't.
Yeah, like Bahad Baby.
Who is that? What is that?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Who that is.
Yeah, see? But yeah, back in them days, the height of like Perez yeah. Hilton days, I feel like mm-hmm. I used to go on these websites like all, I don't even know what, maybe I had like a, trying to think because we had laptops at our high school
laptops.
So maybe
yeah
I had like the toolbar. I think I had like Perez Hilton Just Jared yeah. like I had a whole bunch of them, so I just God. Went on them regularly.
Yeah.
Now I'm like not as locked in, but I guess I right now I'm kind of checked into like Shade Room on Instagram.
I'll look at the Shade Room just every once a week
yeah. you go on
I'll be like,
on their website
never only on Instagram.
No, just on the IG.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shade Room people. I think I follow in Daily mm-hmm. Mail, so I get them on like the feed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's just talk some meth.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I'll start because the first thing I want to talk about is Madonna.
Yeah,
and so I heard about this. She performed outside Red Rooster, which is literally down the street
really?
From you guys in Harlem. Yes, she did like this random impromptu mm-hmm. concert. Outside somewhere in Harlem, but I think it was Red Rooster, which is like a
yeah.
anyone loves like Food Network. Marcus Samuelson, he's like a TV chef.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of his restaurants, like pretty iconic here in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, looking at these pictures of Miss Madonna here, man.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
She loves a filter. She lives in filter.
A filter? Oh, yeah, I just clicked on it. Yeah, she does live there. This is really sad.
This is sad.
This is really unfortunate. She is really, truly a legend. She's the reason some mm-hmm. of our faves are our faves. And she up here looking a damn mess. She is up here looking a wreck. She's 63. You could tell me she's 101 and I would believe
it. Yeah, and I wouldn't question it.
Oh.
But what's so sad to me is like we see the pictures of her, the live photos of her performing outside, whatever.
Right.
And then we see the pictures that she posted later
yeah.
on Instagram.
And they're different.
Does not look like her at all. It's like heavily airbrushed, completely yeah. filtered. And it's like, why are we doing this, Madonna? You're 63. Ain't nobody expect you to look like nothing.
And you're a fucking legend. Sit down somewhere.
Legend.
Why are you even performing?
I just don't. I don't know.
And her BBL is really, really sad.
So talk about that. You were saying, yeah, so she got a BBL.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It looks ridiculous. It looks so ridiculous. You can't see it in this dress because she knows she looks crazy.
Oh, God. I'm about to Google right now. Damn, Madonna. Oh, Lord. I don't, there's some people who go this way. Oh, damn, she did get a BBL. Where? Oh, no, Madonna. Right?
It's bad. It's like, it looks really bad. It's looking like Khloe Kardashian bad. Like, it's really bad. Oh, my God.
I totally missed this. Oh, this looks really bad. Oh, no. Yeah, guys, just Google Madonna BBL and go to images. And this is what I'm gawking at. Hollywood is a weird place, man. That's why they call it Holly weird. You can get turned out like Madonna, where it just your whole mind gets warped as to who you should be and what you should look like.
Yeah.
So the fact that she can't even post a regular picture of herself on her Instagram at the age of 63. Ain't nobody expecting you to be airbrushed and look perfect.
Not I. Nope. She's made too much of an impact. Like J-Lo, who also looks the same as she does on her Instagram, but she's glam is like part of her image. So she's like 52 and she looks like that. And I just expect her to look like that because that's her part of her brand. It's like,
right,
I'm the glamorous lady.
Lady.
You know, Titi, you know, whatever. But Madonna, girl, you're just a legend. You could just sit down.
You could just sit down. Or you could still perform, but just do it in your way. Don't try to succumb to this Hollywood shit. Like, trying to look like that BBL. I did not know that. That is so sad. She looks ridiculous. That should look terrible.
She looks ridiculous. She also has two black children, and there was definitely some weird shit going on with that. That got weird. Yeah,
I forgot about that too.
Right? It got weird for a second.
Oh, Madonna. Or, anyways, who else?
Next. I'm seeing a lot of Miss Kimberly Kardashian on SNL. I heard she was really good.
Okay.
I listened to half of her opening monologue, which is the most I committed to.
Half? Yeah, I listened to like a 90-second clip, I think. That was it.
And it wasn't bad, and I think our expectations for her are so down on the literal core of the earth. So her getting a laugh at all is like, oh my God, Kim did such a good job, guys. So there's like that part of it too. But she also had a bachelorette skit with Tyler C.
Yes. Lies. I didn't finish watching it though, but I saw part of that as well, which Tyler Cameron was on it. People were sending it to us.
So I'm seeing a.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
A lot of Miss Kimberly. Yeah. Here.
I can't stomach the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So I kind of just like actively avoid anything they do. Mm-hmm. Even though I know her hosting SNL is like so big and like everyone needs to watch it. You know, you have to see the clips and whatnot. I can't get with the Kardashians. I can't do it.
Yeah. They.
Where do you stand? Because
I think.
That's another thing I wanted to say. Sorry.
Yes.
That. Even there's a lot of people like me who are like, can't some of the Kardashians can't do it. Mm-hmm. I still know everything about that's going on.
Everything.
Yes. Damn near everything.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. It's like, I can't escape them anyways. Mm-hmm. But, oh, God. Where do you stand on these ladies?
I am in the same.
Yeah.
It mm-hmm. really aggravates me that they stand on every platform that I absolutely hate. Blackfishing, fat shaming,
cultural appropriation.
They're the inventors.
Nth degree. The pioneers
yes. The doyens mm-hmm. of cultural appropriation. Mm-hmm. And just so many things. Like everything about them at this point in all of their careers, except for Courtney. Courtney's doing all right. And she's dating my man, mm-hmm. our man, our husband.
Yes, Travis. Yes, yep. I've seen this.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, all the rest of them can just go. But I know everything. Like, would I wear some Stormy's World merch? Yeah, I would love some Stormy's World merch.
God, what? She has merch?
She had a party where they were selling merch. Kylie's Child.
That's Kylie's Child. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they what had a party where they were selling
they
merch?
Had a her birthday party last year 2 years ago they had a merch store.
Okay. they're just so ridiculous to me.
They are
like a unit.
Yeah,
as a whole unit. Yeah. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Oh Lord.
What's on to the next story?
Yeah so I'm looking at Cardi B.
Oh,
she posts baby body. So first of all, these stories.
Y'all gotta relax. Why are we doing this?
Oh my God. I thought we were in a new era of like body yeah. positivity or body normality. What do they call it?
Neutrality.
Body neutrality. Like something sound right. Yeah. Why are they still selling headlines about post baby bodies?
And she just had that child like a month ago.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. So just wanted to call that out. Love Cardi. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. just anything she does, I think, is just hilarious.
I know.
But yeah, I can't with the headlines. We need to move forward.
I
haven't looked at
like mm-hmm. oh my God, I think it was a National Enquirer did like a best beach bodies recently. I was like, y'all are really still doing this?
I think I saw someone post something like that. Yeah,
like the best and worst beach bodies were still,
and they were calling out
like mm-hmm. and like doing paparazzi zoom ins mm-hmm. on people's mm-hmm. cellulite and calling them the worst beach body. Like, how did that get past literally anyone for
right
printing? Oh,
I almost feel like they do it also because they know they're going to get negative press about it, and in turn, they get press.
Yeah, right.
Because they have to know that doing a story in 2021 about best and worst beach bodies is so just like not hitting the mark as to like where we are right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, who the fuck is, people are buying National Enquirer? Like, what the hell? I never understood what their like market was. Who's buying the National Enquirer?
I don't know.
Just purposely buying to read lies.
People who are like so, really, really gullible, I guess.
Yeah. Right? Usually when you see National Enquirer, it's on the supermarket line at the ShopRite. Mm-hmm. And so Karen and company, yeah. I guess that's their market.
Yep.
I can't. Other thing I'm seeing, so Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh dear!
Is dropping a memoir.
No.
Can't wait to hear about that. I have not. Have you watched Framing Britney and all the documentaries that's come out?
I really want to watch Britney versus Spears, just based off the name. What a great name!
Yes, I saw the trailer for that one.
Mm-hmm. That one.
There's been a lot of Britney content coming out. Are you up to date with everything?
I'm not. I watched one of them, and I thought to myself.
Oh, you
did. I feel like Britney doesn't want us to watch this. I feel like this is the whole fucking point all of this, is that she doesn't want any of this. It's like we talked about in, oh gosh, I'm not going to be talking in the future to you guys, but we talked about Princess Diana still like getting all this press, but Britney's still alive. So like we can't do this to her while she's still alive. It's almost like we're memorializing her while she's still alive.
Still and this shit is here. Weird. That is true.
I don't like it.
A lot of these documentaries feel very like post-hominous or whatever that word is. Mm-hmm. You know, but homegirl's alive and well.
Oh, like, out here on Instagram, nude. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Yeah. So, and I feel like she doesn't like it. I feel like she just wants to sing songs, have a baby, and like fuck her fine ass man, and that's it.
And then be done with everybody and everything because she's been working since she was like 9. So. Like the girl's tired. Jesus.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.